Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Maseches Kedushin, Daf Samach Vov. The Gemara, beginning already on the bottom of the previous Almud, Daf Samachemed Beis, brings in a series of memories of Abaye in cases in which a person has an Eid Echod that's made on a particular thing, and the person is shoysek, and he's silent, and he's not machkish, the idiot doesn't deny it, so then the eid statement is accepted. So you have a case where the eid echot says, achal to chaylev, you ate chaylev, and he's shoysek, and the eid statement is accepted, and you have to bring a korban. You have a case in which the eid says, nitma u tayroi secho, your tayroi became tomei, and you're shoysek, and you accept it, so you consider the tayroi tomei. You have a case where the eid echot says, shoycho nirva, that your ox was nirva, and therefore possible for a kochim, and you were shoysek, and it does become possible for the kochim. So those are all a series of memrois of Abaye, of an eid echot saying it, and since you were shoysek, the eid echot's statement is accepted. Now, a little bit later on the Omer, on Samach Fofa Med Aleph, Abaye goes on, and he says, actually, a bigger chidush, and that is a case of ishtachozinsa be'eid echot v'shoysek. So there, you have that the Islamic Shadova Sheba Ervo, that in other words, he's being made that the wife of the person was Mezana, and therefore she's Hasura al Bailo, and still Abaye goes along, Mamshech, to say that over here as well, the Ishtachol was Zinza Be'ed Echon, he was Shoysek, and Abaye says that you're Nemon, and it is Nemon, and consider the Isha Asura al Bailo, and Rava says no, because the Dova Sheba Ervo, to say Ishtachol Zinza and Asura al Bailo, the Ain Dova Sheba Ervo, Pochois Mishnayim. The gift that we have in the Gemara is that Abaye says Nemon. The Eid is Nemon by the case of Ishtachol Zinza and he was Shoysek. The gift that a Toysis, however, has, and the Maskel of the Toysis, is that Abaye said he is the same thing as the din before it. So we Gerus Abaye says Nemon, and Toysis Gerus Abaye says he. Batsam, it sounds like it's the same thing, but the Pnei Yeshua is Mavur over here that he feels that there is an actual Nafgamina between what Toysis Gerus is, the he, and the Gerus that we have of Nemon. Now we have to examine this Pnei Yeshua's understanding, and in order to do it, you have to be makdim like the Pnei Yeshua's makdim to understand what Tesis Derech and the Sugya is. Bechlal, why is it that in these various cases where the Eid Echot made a statement and he was shaysek, that the halacha is that the Eid Echot statement is accepted? And be'etzem, this is a big machloikas that runs through the Sugya between Tesis and the Rashba in understanding the aside of the Nemonos in the Sugya where the Eid said the statement and you were shaysek to it. The Tesis in the previous Amud and Samachemet Beis says, but the Eid saying achal tachaylev and yoshoysek, and the reason for the Emunah Tosfos says is because of shtika koidoya. In other words, a yoshtinka is like an acceptance, an admission that the eid is saying is true. Tosfos says it's actually not the eid that's being machayev of the carbon, because you can't say the eid is machayev of the carbon. Tosfos goes because Tosfos brings the drasha that the Gemara speaks of elsewhere of oyhoida elov, that's the pasuk by achiv of carbon, oyhoida elov veloyshe yediyuha achirim. So in other words, it can't be that others are idea, it has to be known to you. So meila the eid echad can't be machayev your carbon. It has to be that you're mechayev yourself the korban. And what happened was, according to Tosfos in the Sneis, the Tosfos Shita in the Sugya, Tosfos is saying that your eid echot made the statement that you ate and you were shoysek, and therefore the shtinka blives an admission that your eid is saying the truth. Tosfos says, Gradam, if it would have been Shnayim, two Eidim, so two Eidim grada could be Mechayev your carbon. That's a special din that Tosfos brings down from Krisus. Two Eidim can Mechayev your carbon, but one Eid cannot. And this Sugya that's saying that one Eid could, if you're Shoysek, so the Yesod of the Mechayev is actually the fact that you were Shoysek and it's a Shtika Koidoya. If Tosfos makes enough Gemin out of there, so we'll see others argue on Tosfos on this, and Tosfos says that if you would have said Eini Yodeya, so that says you weren't Makash the Eid. You say straight out, I don't know. It's saying I don't know means that there's no Shtika Koidoya, because it means I don't have the information to admit to what the Eid is saying, because I don't have no information. Any idea? So Tosfos says, if you would say any idea, the halacha would taka be the yanachai of the korban, and the Gemara is saying specifically that it was shoysek, and we're talking about a case where you would be expected to know the metzias, and he was shoysek to the statement of the Eid, that the Eid chaylev, and that's why yachayev alt shtika koidoyev. That's Tosfos' shita in the sugya. Tosfos actually is mamshech this, he goes on, in Mesechta Yevamos on Pei Chesam and Aleph, Tosfos has a Tosfos over there, where he discusses number of nekudas in the sugya over here, and Tais over there also goes that the yisoid of the mechayev in the sugya and the yisoid of the nemonas, the eid in the sugya, is based upon the shtika koydoya. But Tais says over there that you should not learn that shtika koydoya over here means the usual shtika koydoya of shas, which means that I mamish have a yedi of adus, and you got me to admit poshet that I mamish I admit that the metzias is the way you're describing it. So Tais says that's not what shtika koydoya means over here. Tais says rather, Tais says in Yevamos Perish, the explanation is Kevin the Shosik, I'm silent, Nira loy emes, so it appears that it appears true to him, the Yodeak Tsas Shiesh Raglayim Ludova, that you know somewhat that there is a Raglayim Ludova, Yodeak Tsas Shiesh Raglayim Ludova. Taisa says you cannot learn that the Shtika Koidoy of our Sugya means a Yodia Brura, and I know Bavados, and it's coming through from my silence that I'm a Mamash Avadi about what happened. Taisa brings basically three riots from our Gemara that there cannot be the Pshat, that it's a Shtika Koidoy of Mamish, and I'm coming out that I should have a Yediyah Brura on this matter. There's three rayas that Tosfos brings. One raya is that a little bit later on the page, the Gemara brings a story of Shmuel and the Suma, that they were married to the Suma. There was an Erecha that his wife was Mezaneh, and they came to him from the Shmuel, and Shmuel said that if this person is Mehemen to you, so you should divorce your wife. So the Gemara in one side at the beginning says that if Mehemen to you, believable to you is, meaning that you know that he's not a Gazlan. So if the person's not a Gazlan, he's an Eid Kosher, then you should divorce your wife. It's Frek Toisis. If you're not relying on the Nemonos of the Eid anyway, you're relying on the Shtika Koyotor of the Baldin, that his silence is a tacit admission. So if that's the case, it makes absolutely no difference whatsoever whether the person is an Eid Kosher or he's a Gazlan. What's the Dafka Minna? At any event, you're not his nemonis you're relying on. You're relying on the fact that the Shtika Koidoya mitzvah, that when he said it, the person was Shasak. So that, the fact that the Gemara is only accepting the statement, if the Eid is a kosher aid, and then your shtika kodoy is something. So that shows, Octasis, that it's not a true 100% shtika kodoy of a yadiyah of adoyas, a pasha that it's nearer like tzas, that the aid is telling the truth. That's one raya Octasis brings. Another raya Octasis brings is an etzim loshen of Abaye over here. Abaye says nemon. In fact, Octasis, why do you say the word nemon for? It's not, it has nothing to do whatsoever with the nemonis of the aid. It's really an issue that your admission speaks louder than words, that you're admitting that you know that the wife was Mazana. So when, why is there a lotion of Neman Ha'ed? That's another raya that Tosfos brings over there, that actually it can't be that it's 100% a true Shtika Koidoya. And a third raya that Tosfos brings is the etzim fact that by the case of the Suma, so Shmuel said if he's Mehemen to you, then you have to divorce her. The Suma was Shoisek. The Tosfos says he's a Suma, he's lying. How could he possibly know Bavadai that she was Mazana? That doesn't make sense. So Elavadai, the Tosfos, it's love Hoidoya Mamish. It must be that it's not a true case of Hoidoya. It's not a Shtika Koidoya Mamish. Okay, so it ends up being the Tosfos saying that it's a Shtika Koidoya, but Tosfos in Yevamos brings Kama Raya that it's not a Shtika Koidoya Mamish. What Lamaisa is the Nemonos in this Sugya? I mean, if Tosfos is saying it's not the aid, because the aid kid, like by the Korban, the aid can't even be Mechayev you, you have to Mechayev yourself. I mean, it's not a shame. You see that you don't have a Yediyah of Hadoas. So what Taka is being Mechayev that you should follow the aid? So actually, Tosfos is very stark Meduyik, and the Ramaschal Rava Omar, that the understanding that Abaye was following throughout was that it goes throughout Shavanesh. And that's how the Pnei Yeshua speaks it also over here in the Das HaToisis that we're working with Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. Does haste that the person, that's always a klal, that if, even if we have no personal yediyah, Bezen has no yediyah that a particular piece of food is trade for whatever it is, but if you make that statement, so you accept it with regard to yourself, even if you're not Bemis an aid, if you make the statement with regard to the food is kosher or the maise is isser or whatever it is, that you're able to matla upon yourself a din, that you're creating an isser for yourself, and you have to follow the facts as the way you're positing them based upon this din of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura, even if nobody else has to follow them. Bemis, the application to Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura over here is definitely a chiddush, there's no question about it, and he's a little zmoinus, because the way Tosfos is speaking out, the person doesn't have any clear idea, and by the case of a Sumer, for example, he definitely doesn't have a clear idea, and Tosfos brought these rayas that all it is nearer like tzas, that the aid is telling the truth. That's all it is. That you're accepting what the aid says. You personally have no idea, but it's nearer like somewhat that the aid is telling the truth, and that's already enough to matle din of Shavya Nafshe, apparently, which actually tells you that Tosfos had a chiddush to understanding duchsuch of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha di Isura, that it doesn't necessarily have to mean that I'm saying a yediya brura or a dover bora that I know for a fact this thing is treif. That's in fact that someone made that statement and I accepted it upon myself. So the acceptance upon myself, that's what you did over here. You were shosak to the aid, that the aid said some isur for you. So that's an acceptance upon yourself of the facts as he's presenting them, and that acceptance upon yourself of those facts that are presented, that's enough to be And that is the aside behind Abaya's teachings throughout the sugya. Now the main thesis over here in the Maschal Rava Omar asked the Kashan Rava, right? So we have this case, the Ishtachazinsam Beit Echod, that Abaya says he's Shosak, and he has to divorce his wife, and Rava says, no, ain't the Vishwa Pachas Mishnaim. The Tosis has to cash it right away on Rava, that what does Rava not hold of the whole klal of Shavu Nefesh Dicha Disura? In other words, the Maya's got a thing very good, L'choyer, that if it goes to Shavu Nefesh Dicha Disura, it shouldn't be a problem with the Vishwa Pachas Mishnaim. That's if you want to talk about Eidus or Eid, that the Eid is being believed. But over here, it's not Saivi, like Tosis we're going throughout the Sugya, and like he speaks in the Nivomis, the Eid doesn't really nemzuch from the Eid, the beer and the statement, the determination that the facts are a particular way, it doesn't come from the aid, it comes from your own acceptance of the shtika koido of a shavya nafshe. So if that's what it is, so you could ask for yourself, why would Rava argue on the shavya nafshe? And that's Tosis kasha over here. So because it is kasha, Tosis is mechadesh that even though it's true that Abaya has been learning throughout the sugya based on shavya nafshe chdicha de surah, however, Rava does not learn that way in bechlal the sugya. Rava learns, in other words, that the etzem fact that you accepted what the aid said, and you don't know for a fact, but the aid said it, then it sounds right to you with Nira like Chas, so that makes a raglayim ledovor, it makes it that there's suspicious circumstances that are indicative that it appears to be that it was that the Isser is actually true. It actually is an Isser. So the raglayim ledovor itself, so Taisis, according to Rava, is what chaps the Isser throughout the sugya over here. It's not the fact that the shtika koidoya does it, but rather it's the raglayim ledover. And the male zoktaisis, since Rava held it was the raglayim ledover, that you have to treat it as usur because of the raglayim ledover, so male therefore toisis says the raglayim ledover is insufficient grounds to shaf an isra of an isha and a wife, the case of the vashba erva. And there it does work that the edvar shevachas mishnaim. Abaye was going with shav yanav shchitich disura, and therefore according to Abaye, we could ask her on the husband because when you accepted, you make a nafshich dicha di yisura, and she's also on you. Mashing, according to Rava, that doesn't work with shavya nafshich. It's just a glamel dover. The other cases, other yisurim, you could ask her a person based on a glamel dover. Mashing came over here. We're talking about a wife. Her husband is dover shavereva, so dover shavereva is not papachas mishnaim, and a glamel dover is not sufficient to create the issur. That's what Tosis explains the machloikas Abaya and Rava. This is where the Pnei Yeshua comes up with an interesting ha'ora, and he tainus, like we said before, that there could be a practical nafkemina, ramifications in the Tosis gear. So the sugi here again. The case was that they told him Ishtachazinsa be'edachod, and he was shoysik. Your wife was mazana be'edachod, he was shoysik. So our girsa is that Abaya says ne'mon, but the eid is believed. Whereas Tosis girsa is that Abaya Omar he. That's the girsa of Tosis here. That Abaya says he. It's the same as before. So Yeshua wants the taina that Tosis al pidar kom learned up the sugi in such a way that it would not allow for the expression of ne'mon, and you can only use the expression of he, which is the expression that Tosis actually uses. Why? As Dr. Pnei Yeshua, because if it's binding into the case of Ishtachazinsa Be'ed Echod, you have to realize that the Pashas Hadvorim, the simple reading of the case, is certainly that the wife is denying that it happened. That's certainly the Pashas Pshat. What then is the case? You know, the simple understanding of the case is that the wife denied it. The Bebe says the wife denied it, Zokhtem, and Bepshuta, if she denied it, why is the Eid believed at all, even according to Abaye? L'chayr, we're going throughout the Sugya that the Eid is only believed in these cases because he was Shasak, like we explained. But if the wife is denying it, so she's denying it. She's been Machish the Eid. So why should the Eid be believed at all? That's the question. It's zokt of them, the Pnei Yeshua, that toisapidar.com was it would be able to say of Sharfa Teretz. It's a very straightforward Teretz. The answer is, aniach, that the wife is denying it, but the husband is not denying it. He doesn't know, and to him it's nirek tzas, that it is a reglamel tover, that it is telling the truth. So make the vimbal, that Toisa was learning the sugya based upon Shavi Nefshech Ticha Di Sura, so he could individualize the psak based upon each person, whether they're creating a Ticha Di Sura for themselves, because that's what Shavi Nefshech Ticha Di Sura is. It's not a beer for Bezdin. It just tells us that each person has to follow the psak that they're setting up. The fact says they're setting them up. So it was very good. Even in the Chanami, the wife was in denial, and she's machish the yid, and therefore for her, taka klapi her, there is no issa that's chal. Aber vibal, that the husband was shasak to the yid, so therefore, since he was shasak, he created for himself, and therefore, for him, his wife is going to be osir. That's why Tosa says, he, and it's not gerus ne'mon, zok to Pnei Yeshua. Because if he gerus ne'mon, his master, it is totally ne'mon, and it be ne'mon the gamri, on all the parties. Everybody has to treat from every
everybody's standpoint has to treat that she's also. Oh, Berlo Maisa, it's really not the case, because that since the wife is no doubt being machish, that's the Pashtus Advorim, the case that she's denying what the aide says. So on her, the Isser is not chal, it's only chal on the husband, because he's the one who's accepting of what the aide says. So for that, you don't use the expression of Nemun, because Nemun is mashma flat out across the board, that the aide is gamri Nemun, and it's not true, because it's not Nemun from the perspective of the wife, because she's denying. The aide is only Nemun from the perspective of the husband, and for that, the Gemara says, he, it's the same Yesoidus that he said before, and the same type of Nafkemina, that upon the aide would be Nemun, regarding the husband, to say that his wife is Osir.
Now, having said that, we'll move right along to the Shitas HaRajbo. The Rajbo throughout this entire sugya does not at all learn like Toysis. Kaseida through the sugya, he learns differently. The Rajbo does not accept Bechlal that the sugya is Meyusid on a concept of a Shtika Koido, Rav Shavi and Nafshe Chatichad Yisura. It's not based on any of those things according to the Rajbo. Rather, the Rajbo learns that the Yisura of the sugya is a Koyach of Nemonis and an aid, even outside of norms, outside in cases where perhaps we would not have accepted that the aid is Nemon, but if you're not machish the aid, so an aid that's not muchosh, but the baldover is not machish him as a gevissa koyach and is able to shaf dinim even beyond the ordinary cases of Yisurim, of Eidech, and then Yisurim. That's the Rajbah. The Rajbah goes on and he says that in Abaye over here, with Toysis and the Bishenim as the Kasha, Abaye said, Mamish ishtechos zinsa be'eidechot, your wife was mazana, there was one aid, they tell him. And Abaye says that they have to divorce the wife. Rava says, no, ain't the Vesher Bochot Mishnayim. So everybody asks what Abaye doesn't hold of. Now, according to Toysis for Steitzach, it goes to a Shavu Nefesh HaChaticha D'Yisura, and therefore it doesn't go with the regular Birurim of Shnayim Eidim, because the person's accepting and he matzmash for himself HaChaticha D'Yisura. However, if the Rajbah is there, if the Rajbah Taka learns up, that Abaya held that Vimbal that you weren't Machash the Eid, so it only takes one Eid, according to Abaya's opinion, but in a case of the Eid is built in Mokosh, where the Eid is not being denied by the Baldin. So over there, it only takes one aid to shaf an iser. The Rajba says that Abaye held the din of aid b'chas mishnayim, which is a familiar rule. And a number of places in Shas is only talking about where the baldover is being machish the aid. And that's where it takes two aidim, and that's what the Gemara is saying in a bunch of places. Aid b'chas mishnayim, you have to have two aidim, but aid b'erva, where, Dr. Rajba, we are machish the aid. If you're not machish the aid, however, then Abaye held that even by aid b'erva, we would still say that the aid is accepted. The Rajba, Pida Koi, says b'feirish against the Toysis. The Rajba says that throughout the sugyas, we're talking clearly, Zokter, even about cases the person says, Lehed, ain't your day, I'm telling you, I have no knowledge, I have no information, and there's no shum tzad to say Shavi Anafshi, because he's being absolutely clear about the fact that he has no shum information about it. But Toysis learned throughout the sugya, actually, that in those cases, so we would not follow the aid, because you're not going to have a shtika koidoya in those cases, because you're being clear about the fact that you have no knowledge. But the Rajbah, Pidar Koi, learns that in those cases, the aid's aidus is accepted, where he's not mukhosh, and according to Abaye, that's even by Dovash we still accept the Eidus Eid, where he's not Mokhosh, he's not denied by the Baldover, and therefore, the Rajbah says that even if you would say, any day, I'm telling you clearly, I have no information, we still would say that the Eid is accepted, and that's according to the Rajbah, Kenegah, the way the Toysis learns. The Rajbah does mention a second set as well. The Inami, the Rajbah says that it could be that Abaye is Taka Dindar Abonu. As even, according to the Rajbah's second set, even Abaye is not going to say that just because you weren't Machish the Eid, so if the Eid could ask you, Madaraisa by the Dovah Shavu Erevah, that not so the Rajbah. According to the Inami, it could be that Abaye was just saying a Chumah d'Rabbanan. Now, the Pnei Yeshua asks, just to come back to the Chesmen the Pnei Yeshua is making over here, that by the case of, again, it says, Ishtach Zinsa be'ed echod, what's the din by your wife of Mazan in 1-8, and Abaye says that you're them. So the Pnei Yeshua already tiny before that Pashtus, the simple understanding of the Tzir is that the wife is Zicha being Mazana, is being Machish, rather. She's for sure denying it. That's a simple understanding. The aide said that she was Mazana, and she's totally in denial about it. That's the Pashas HaDvorim. So why is it that if the aid was getting a hakosha from the lady, which l'chayr is the case, then why would it accept the aid? The Rajbah seems to be very clear about the fact that it's only when the aid is not mukhosh, then where I say that the aid is accepted. Not where he is mukhosh. So in Taisa sheet that we said a second ago, that the Pnei Yeshua, that you could spalt the husband from the wife. Because Taisa is working with Shavya Nafsheh, you could set up your own Yisurim for yourself. So if Klapi the wife, she's in denial, and therefore the husband is not also for her. But Mashenkin clapped the husband, Vibal, that he was
poisek to the gate and he set up a shavi anavshe chaticha di isurim. So therefore he gets the shavi anavshe then, of course he was shoisek to the gate. That all works in toishes. Masha inking that the bnei Yeshua and the Rasbo. It's really a question of birur and mamish, and you can't passly spell the din of the husband from the din of the wife. Either they're both also they're both mutter. It's a question of how neman is the gate. So meila, if you say zok the bnei Yeshua that we're talking that the wife was machish the gate, it will be totally up the creek and not at all neman, and even the husband will not have to worry about it. You have to say that seer is zok the bnei Yeshua. Let's see, the case was the wife wasn't machish the aid. Whatever it is exactly, she didn't come up with an explicit statement on the subject. She wasn't machish the aid. And that's the case where the aid is going to be Neman, because if the aid would get a hachosh from the wife, he would not be Neman at all, according to the Rashba, even klapi asking the husband. In fact, the Rashba says that if a medayek in the lashon of the Rashba of Anort and the lashon of a chubas harazba, he's mitzayin, also on the sugya, there's masha in both places, the Rashba was in fact goyres lehedya in the Gemara, that they told him ishta chazin sebeid echad, and she was shos. That in fact, the Rashba actually had that gears in the Gemara. It seems the Rashba was gears like that, and that was talking the case that she was shaysay, she was silent in the face of this charge that she had mizana in front of the aid, and that's where, since she was shaska, we can consider the aid to be accepted. Otherwise, zok the pnei Yeshua, the Rashba pidar koi, once the moment that she's machish, he'll have to consider the aid to completely and totally knock that. He loses in the monos, and then he wouldn't even be able to generate an iser klapi the baal. Now, the Rashba does firois with one nakuda here, one additional point. The Rashba says, if you look, you see that a number of cases in this Gemara is really mavur that the aid is going against an existing chazaka. But Moshe, the aid says, nitmu tairos secho, your tairos became tome. So there's a chazaka that they were okay, and you're saying, the aid is saying it became not okay. Ishto chazinsa, yeah? So she was okay, she was a kosher of Freud, and now you're saying that ishto chazinsa, and now she's not okay. So the aid in a number of these cases is going against the cheskas heter, and the aid is saying that although we have a previous chazaka, a pre-existing situation, we have a cheskas heter, and still the aid is going against the cheskas heter, and apparently was saying that the aid is going to be accepted. If Frechter has bought, the Gemara actually speaks out, and you've almost paid ches, and the beginning of Isha Rabba, the Gemara actually speaks out of it there, that this that the aid is believed is only when you're not going against the chazaka, cheskas iser. Over there is talking about cheskas iser. The Eirechud is nema to say something is mutter if it's not going against the Cheskas Isser, an existing presumption that it was Isser. But if the aid is going against the Cheskas Isser, then the aid does not have a mutter to say it's mutter. So Zok Rav Bo, how are you going to spalt, how are you going to split apart these cases? In each case, you're going against the Chazaka, and over there, the Gemara says that the aid is not nema to be makel against the Chazaka than the Cheskas Isser. It's not nema at all. Now over here, it seems to be saying that the aid is going to be Neman to go against the Cheskas Heter and to generate an Isser. What's the difference? So the Rashba says very, very cryptic words, extremely obscure and unclear wording. The Rashba says on that, the Lekala Meimer is Chazak Heter, that in the case of this Sugya, they're not going to say is Chazak Heter, in other words, like a Cheskas Heter, and therefore that should be strong enough to override the aid, and the aid will not be believed to Aser. So the Rashba, no, the Loya Minon Lei Bishom Duchta. To say is Chazak Heter is something we don't say Bishom Duchta. We don't say anywhere at all this notion of Eschazak Heter. Now, the Echoyim jump on this Rashba. What in the world is the Rashba saying? What is it? No such thing as a Cheskas Heter in Shas. That's obviously totally wrong. There's plenty of Cheskas Heters. There's one actually in the Gemara right over here in Abayz, the Son of Olam Abayz, where the person had the Mikvah a Cheskas Sholem, and since he has a Cheskas Sholem, it continues to be good. There's plenty of Cheskas Heters in Shas. There's better Cheskas Heters than that. So, what in the world is the Rashba saying? The lawyer, Mina B'Shum Mokum, what don't you say B'Shum Mokum? You certainly do say is Cheskas Heter B'Shum Mokum. So, on this, Reuven Grozovsky in the Kedusha of Reuven taines that the correct understanding of this is not that the notice thing of the Cheskas Heter, which there certainly is, but rather the pshat is that we don't find anywhere in Shas that the koyach of an aid, of an even an aid echot, to create an iser should be tainted or weakened by the fact that there's a Cheskas Heter that's going against. And the pshat in this, Reuven Grozovsky says, is based upon a very basic question you need to ask about the sugya Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says that if an aid echot is coming to a matir, in certain cases he can be matir, so he can't be matir if it goes against the Cheskas iser. So what's the pshat in that, says Reuven, you can clarify Hakira. What is the pshat in that the aid is not able to imater against Cheskas Iser? Is it the pshat that Chazaka is stronger than Eidos or Eid Echad? Is that what it is? You could learn like that. Chazaka the Meikara is stronger than Eidos of an Eid Echad. If you learn that way, Zokt the Reuven Gazovsky, you'll never be able to defend what the Rashba says over here, the distinguish between the aid saying Heter and the Chazaka of the Cheskas Iser, which is not okay, but the aid saying Iser and the Cheskas Heter, which the aid could to if he has powerful enough for that. In Manashok Zokter, if in all cases we always say the Chazaka is stronger than Eidos HaEid, is stronger than Eid Echot, so there has to go both ways. And in Algamar as well, we should say the Cheskas Heter should be stronger than the Eidos HaEid Echot to answer. But however, it says a Reuven, that's not how the Rashba learned. The way that the Rashba learned the inyan of the sugya in Yevamos that an erech can't be matir connected to cheskas iser is the pshat is even though the erech is really stronger than a chazaka and erech is stronger than chazaka, it's more powerful. However, sevim bald that the chazaka weakens the koyach of the edus ha'ed, it doesn't override it. It doesn't, the chazaka is not stronger than edus ha'ed, but upon the chazaka weakens the edus ha'ed. So mainly you're left with a situation in which the erech is weakened edus ha'ed and is unable to generate a kula. It can't generate a heter. And it was not the pshat that the Gemara is saying over there, the chazaka meikor is stronger than edus ha'ed, which is not. It's actually weaker than edus ha'ed. But al kaponim, it weakens the edus to the point that the edus can't generate a kula. It's Dr. Reuven, that's true, where the edus is coming to generate a kula. Now she ain't going to with the various cases over here, the edus is coming to generate a chumra, right? Because actually he's coming to say, nidmu tairis secho, you thought that tairis, they really tome. You thought that the ax was kosher for a korban, it was really rava, the various cases of the Gemara. So vimbal, that over here he's coming to say a chumra, so the truth is, like we said before, really an edus of an edachar is stronger than a chazaka. Grant the chazaka has the chalas to weaken the edus of aid. Okay, but over here with the edus coming to say a chumra, so even if even the edus in a weakened state, even after it's going against the chazaka and the edus got weakened, afal pikein, it could be kaveh the din to say a chumra, it just can't be kaveh the din over there to say a kula. So the Reuven says, that's pshat in the Rashba, that says, lo mitzlinu b'shum dovda, the cheskes heter should somehow trump and go against the edus of an edachar to say a iser. The Reuven says, the hezber, and that is simply because we never to ever say that Chazaka de Meikara is stronger than Eidus of Eid Echod. It's just that where the Eidus is coming to say a Kola, the Chazaka could weaken the Kola, so it's not going to be able to make a Halacha L'maisa. Here, with the Eidus saying a Chumra, the Eidus is certainly stronger than the Chazaka de Meikara, and the Eidus is able, the way the Rashba is learning, the Eidus is able to be Kaveh the Din to say the Chumra, Alpi his Eidus. One final point about the Shitas HaRashba here, that the Rashba says that Abaya held, that even by a Dovah Sheva Erva, an Eid Echod is believed as long as he doesn't get a Hakosha. In his first side, the Rashba says it's even the Raisa, in the second side, it's Rabbanon, but he has a chance to say even the Raisa, the Abaya held that way, that you don't need two Eidim for a Dovah Sheva Erva, all you need is one Eid if there's no Hakosha. So on this day, Chorinim asked a Kasha from a Mishnah earlier on the Perek on the Samach Dalad. And the Mishnah is before that if a father says that he kidashti as biti, who was Mekadosh, he married off his daughter when she was a Ktana, so if she's presently a Gedoyla, then it's Mavur over there that the father does not have the ability to say this and ask his daughter. If she's presently a Ktana, then he could, because he has the Yecholus now. But if she's presently a Gedoyla, so then the halacha is that that the father is not named to say that while she was a Ktana, so he married her off then. He's not named to say that, and she's mutter to marry somebody. So of them, fregen the achrin asking cash over here, the lachayr according to the rad with Abaye, that din doesn't work. Because according to the rad with Abaye, there's a din, even by a Dovah Sheva Erva, Lamech Losh over there, he says, Mekadosh his daughter, right? That's Dovah Sheva Erva. He needs Shnayim Eidim, right? So the fourth of all is not believed. But according to the Shitas HaRashba, it really suffices to have one Eid, just one person that suffices. As long as he were a makish the aid, the baldav wasn't makish, didn't go into denial about what the aid says. So the bachorim tainer that the pastor says in the sugya with the kedashi is beating when she's a ketana. The pastor says certainly that she's not able to be makish. First of all, even if she would be makish, the bachorim tainer that a chosha is not even good because you're makish based on a yediyah that you got when you were a cotton. But so you're not even believed about that. But it doesn't have a koyach and din. But aside from that, they're actually not being makish because pastors normally the scenario is the father doesn't have his little girl with him when he's makadish when he makes a kedushi ketana and he marries off his daughter who's a ketana. I mean, the chayra pastor, she wasn't around. The father married her off. So the chayra, in that case, does she not makash the aid? And if she's not makash the aid, then according to Abaye, the chayra, the father, alf aid, should really be able to testify to the fact that he married off his daughter when she was a ktana. Why does the Mishnah say later on that once she's a gdaila, you're not neman anymore to say that you married her off alf ktana? So this question is discussed by the Chem de Shloima, and the Chem de Shloima brings in a letter that he got from Rabbi Yankov Milisa, the author of the Nesivos HaMishpat, and the Chem de Shloima is maskim to the teretz that Rabbi Yankov Milisa says. Rabbi Yankov Milisa says, premise a very remarkable thing. He says like this, that El Gemara is talking about Ishtucha Zinsa Be'ed Achod, that your wife was Mezana, and that 100% the Rashba understood according to Abaye, that the Eid Echod is believed, it doesn't take two, just one Eid to believe, as long as you're not Machish. That's by Ishtucha Zinsa. Mashiach in the earlier sugars are talking about Kedushin. They come to say he was Mekadosh, the young woman, he's Mekadosh his daughter. So over there, Zokta Chem de Shloima b'shem the Rebbe Milisa, that he says that over there, the Rashba then will not apply, and the Rashba will mask him that even according to Abaye, it's going to take Shnayim Eid and Mamish. And just one aid is actually insufficient, even according to Rashba. Why? So he says on this interesting thing. He tainas that
that since Kedushin is a hachnosa l'rishus, Kedushin is you being coined as the Isha, and you being machnes, so you take her into your rishus, take into your domain. So therefore, he tainus that it has a din mamash like a mecha memkar, like I'd be requiring to aid him. Now, but even though, chotch, that really, lagabe, the wife was mezane, or that goes to me, that it was his nus. So that's just a maisa's nus, and rasar ha-bailan, that in a chanami, a bayas shita was, that one aid is believed as long as no hachosha. There's no din of two aid is only when there is hachosha, etc. But that's all, benegea to cases of znus. My shanking is he made that there was a kedushin. That's mamish like a mechomemker mamish that the Sivis wanted a taina, because if he made that there was a kinyan that was done and she went into somebody's rishus. So that's a din momoin. By a din momoin, the halacha is zichi, you need to aid the mamish. And he says this is equivalent to a din momoin. Not that he has a din momoin on her mamish, but a koponim, he has a kinyan on her, so that's equivalent to a din momoin. And therefore, consequently, that was the reason why, by the case of kedushin, it's absolutely clear that the Rashi said an abaya will not apply, and abaya will not say that it suffices to have a single aid be able to tour if they believe that there was a kedushin because of the noha kosha. On Omid Beis, the Gemara brings down a machloikis between Reb Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva by a case of a person with toivel in a mikvah, and it turned out to be choser. It's actually a very sosantik asugya, very unclear, and we'll say over something a little bit of a beer in it, based upon from Toisis and from the Avi Ezri of Shach Zuchner Levrocha. Now, the Gemara says that the person with toivel in the mikvah, it turned out to be choser, and the opinion of Reb Tarfin was that we put the mikvah on a cheska sholem, and therefore we give the mikvah a din of a cheska shlemus, and we say that the mikvah was sholem and it was okay, kosher, the shot the person was toivel. So if Tarfon holds the person is toyer. If a kiva, however, puts the mensch in a cheska's tome, just as the mensch was tome, he continues to be tome, and therefore if a kiva shita is, the person continues to be tome because of the cheska's tome. That's the machloikis. Now, the Gemara goes on, and the Hemshah HaSugya, it brings a number of tsustels and a number of parallels, and where it brings a whole fight that they had of a kiva with the Tarfon, with the back and forth, Grusha ben Chalutza, and because the Gemara will try to make these sushtels of Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, and the Gemara tells Sue the basic din that a chol sha'avad, he's a Ben Grusha ben Chalutza who married a kohen, he's a chol. That chol was avad if it's after the fact, and you didn't know at the time that he was a chol, and after the fact it turned that he's a chol, so it's kosher b'di'evad. And who had din, the Gemara wanted to say, that we should compare that to the case of the Tommy over here, the Tommy over here also at the time you didn't know, and maybe it should be okay. So then those are the types of parallels and a complicated cheshbon that the Gemara gets into. And then Frank the Toisus over here on some of Vavim Abayv, the Toisus says, so the Chayyur doesn't make any sense at all, the connection between the Cholo and the case of the Mikvash and Nimdad, because it's Mashma very stark in the Gemara. The whole Gemara is clearly Mashma. The Rekiva and Retarfin are fighting over a case where you're actually Mesupik about what the status of the Mikvah was at the time when the person was Toivul. You're Mesupik about it because you know the Mikvah was originally Sholem. The guy was originally Tomei. So you don't know at what point did the Mikvah lose a sufficient quantity of water. It's no longer a kosher mikvah. You don't know when that happened. So you're trying to determine a situation of doubt, and the time from passing the situation of doubt l'kula, he says that they assume the person is toyer because the mikvah was sholem, and if a kiva settles the doubt l'chumra, he says you have to assume the person was toyer and remained tomei. That's all good, Zoktoy says that the mikvah will be in doubt, which is the case of the Gemara, but if the mikvah is not in doubt, let's say I find out 100% certainty later on that yesterday when the person was toyer, the mikvah was mamash choser mamash. If that's the case, Zoktoy says that what's the clear if the mikvah was choser, so of course the person blives tomei. So since the kiva and the only argument that had a machriya safek and just a safek, so how did the Gemara bring up cases like a chol, a megrusha machalutza, this case, which this type of a case is a situation in which is definitely kosher b'di'evad, even if it turned out that he was a vaday chol at that time, it's still machshirim, and l'chayr that has no, that's exactly a kosher, and has no shaychos over here to settle in the doubt situation of the mikvah. That's Taisus' kasha. Now Taisus answered the kasha by being machadash, a big chiddush in the shakl v'tari of the sugya. That is to say, that Taisus claims that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin actually argue about two totally different cases, and this is something which emerges pasha from the Hemshech of the Shach of Atari, Taisus says. In the simple reading of the first few lines of the Sugya is Taka Mavur, one of the arguments that they have, one of the Machloikasin, has been again to a mikvah that you're a Sopa, you're a Mesafek, you're in doubt about what it was at the time, was a Chose, was a Cholem. So the halacha is, you pass in different Tachroi, so Betarfin Machriya Lakolo, you assume he's Toyer, Vakiva is Machriya Lachumra, and that type of question of are you a Tomei or not, or you became Toyer, that type of a question is going to be only again to a case of doubt, but if you would know for sure that the mikvah was Chose, the person would remain Tomei.
But in addition to that, so Tosfos is also a Tzveiter Machloikis Nosefes, an additional Machloikis, which is between the lines, and that's the one that's being jumped on with the various Tzustels, between the Tarfin and the Bekiva, the Stolzer, the Bechalutza, etc., the Shelzer Bamom. And that is that Tosfos says that you could be talking about a case of a guy who went to the mikveh, he thought the mikveh was kosher. So he thought that he had become Torah, and he went and he did avoid in the mikdash on the basis of that assumption that the mikveh was Matayr him, and later on turned to the mikveh was Chaser. And now I want to know, I know for sure that he really was Tomei all along, but the Shaila is, does it possibly avoid that he did in the interim of Koyin Tomei? So on that, there's a Machlekes. It's a different Machlekes. This one is a Machlekes by a Vanadai. It's a Shaila who was avoided, is the avoid the Pasol, since at the time you thought you were okay, and you only found out later. So the Kiva Shita is, we stole that to a Balmum. And just like if you discover later the Urbalmum, you're going to be Pasol, you avoid this Pasol. So who are the Navihi? You discover later in your Tomei, you avoid the Pasol. It's also Pasol Mafreya. The Tarfin stills a tzuta ben Gushim Echalutza, and the din ben Gushim Echalutza is special because that's a kosa that we'll have later at the bottom of the Omud. There's a special din that a person discovered later on to be a chol. His mother was a grusha, his mother was a chalutza. He turned out he was a chol, but shasmi did an avoida. So the halacha is, the Gemara has drashes that as long as he didn't know at the time, so after the fact we say that it's taka kosher. So the Tarfin wanted to make the tzustel that just like over there, after the fact it's kosher, so to over here, by the case of Tomei, it's going to be kosher as well. And even though it turns out you were Vamash Avadai Tomei, since at the time you held you a Torah, it's going to be okay no matter what you discover after the fact. That's what Tosfos learns of the Sugya. Rav Shach elaborates in the Aviezi with a big Arichus, we'll say over some of the raid that he says, he elaborates on how he's supposed to understand the Shach of the Tari of the Gemara on the basis of this idea. So Rav Shach speaks out, now first of all, just in a nutshell, yeah, what emerges in the Sugya in a nutshell is that Rav Tarfin, the way Tosfos is explaining it, the person that avoided an eternity was Tomei. So Rav Tarfin is machshir that because he compares that to a case of a person who did avoid the eternity with a chol, which is also kosher after the fact. The Rabbi Akiva Passels, because he compares it to a case that a person did avoid the eternity with a fact, he was a balmum. And now, Elam Afreya, we say it was possible, and likewise, an eternity with Tomei, we also say that it was possible. So Rav Shach says, based on that, a couple of points. First of all, Zat Rav Shach, you have to recognize that this is the Shail of Yafusa, of learning at Mamatzinus from one drasha to another din. Now, Zamash, over here I have a Beferish drasha, a couple of drashas in the bottom of the Sugya, that tell me that a Cholol, if he does avoid it without awareness, that he was a Chol, and after the fact it turns into a Chol, so B'dievet his avoid is kosher. If a Hoysoloi, it was Zari Achrov, so that the Halacha is there a kosher, is there a apostle, either way, the Halacha is that the avoid will be okay. Well, Boruch Hashem Cheloi, is Boruch Hashem a fool of the Chol Shaboy, so a couple of drashas that we say that after the fact that the avoid is good, those are drashas when you discover you're a Chol, and the Shita of Reb Tarfin is that you can make a Mamotzinu, Zot Rav Shach, from the case of the Chol to the case of the Tomei. That who had then by Tomei, you learn out of Mamotzinu, that if you did avoid, and after the fact it turned you were Tomei, the avoid is still going to be kosher with the Evid. And on the other hand, Tarfin does not agree with the Mamotzinu. That's the first point. The second point, Zot Rav Shach, that we need to understand is to try to explain it into the Sforas of Akiva gives himself in the Gemara for why he disagrees with the Mamotzinu. Why does Akiva not like this Mamotzinu? Why is it that his Shita, like the Gemara clearly explains, is that Akiva holds a Shemadame a Tomei to compare a Tomei to the seer of a guy who turned out to be a Balmum, which is a puzzle of Mafreya. I don't like Zot Rav Akiva comparing a person who's found to be Tomei with a guy who's found to be a Chol, which the Avoid is going to be kosher after the fact. So why does Rav Akiva reject that? So Rav Akiva basically gives two Asbeirim in the Shach of the Tairo of the Gemara for his Shita. Number one, says Rav Akiva, a mikvah, that the Tairo of the Toma of the mikvah, the kosher status or the apostle status of the mikvah, is Psula B'yochid. It just takes an Eid Echad to be made kosher apostle. Balmum is also Psula B'yochid. Balmum also, likewise, his status of being kosher apostle is 1 Eid. 1 Eid will tell us if he's a Balmum or not. But Ben Grusha Machalutz is entirely different because they're absolutely b'shnayim. They take 2 Eidim. And since they take 2 Eidim, it's a whole different thing, and therefore we should not extrapolate, we should not compare that just like Grusha Machalutz are kosher after the fact, so too the Tomei guy is also kosher after the fact. That's one distinction. The other distinction Bekiva makes is that a mikvah is tula begufoy. It's intrinsic to the mikvah, the question of whether it is apostle or not, called mikvah ksheira or not. But mum is tula begufoy, his body intrinsically has a mum or does not have a mum. So those are common. Totally different. The apostle comes from Achayim. What does it mean? So Rashi says Machmas Imoy, that the psul comes Machmas Imoy from his mother, an action of his mother. His mother was a grusha and she married a kohen, and like he came out of that. So it's a psul. The psul of Ben Grusha Halutza, the psul of Halalus comes Machmas Imoy, and that's not comparable to the case of Tumba. What is comparable to the case
case of Tuma is the Tzir of Balmum, which is Tula Begufay. Now, Shach says that these Svaras sound completely outlandish when the face of it, when you think about it. And what are they? Why should they be Machri anything? I mean, what's the first Svara is, and we keep it saying, is that Balmusha Bechalus is Tula Beshnayim. Okay, so what? So it takes two Adim. Why is this relevant to the question of whether it's Chalam Afrei or not? It should be totally irrelevant to that question. Likewise, the next Gemara is even more Shver. It's Mamash Tzorchei and Godel. The Gemara says that Balmusha Bechalus is different because of Psulim Acherim, because of the action of the mother. So what? Who cares that it came about as a result of the action of the mother? That doesn't make any difference. The fact of the matter is that right now you are or are not a chol. You turn out you are a chol, and we're not going retroactive. So l'chayru hu adin. Maybe you could say that a tamay also. You discover that it's tamay. You don't go retroactive. What's enough gemina that what generated, what engendered this problem originally at the time of the conception of the chol was an action of the mother? Why is this a relevant discussion at all for active shach? Zotiv shach, that in order to misbind and good in the Indian, we have to take the svaras of Rabbi Akiva one by one and examine them closely. The first svar of Rabbi Akiva is that a tamay is comparable to a balmum because the psula biyochid, it takes just an eid echad to tell you if the mikvah is okay, to tell you if the mum is okay, if it's a mum or not. However, the ben grusha v'chalut says psula b'shnayim. And then Rav Shach says that although our Gemara uses the lashon psula b'shnayim and focuses on the fact that it takes two eidim, Bemis says that the tesefta in mikvois, which is quoted by the Rash over there, has a different emphasis. The lashon tesefta is that a balmum is psula b'bezdin. In other words, rather than focusing on the number of eidim, we focus on how the testimony has to take place. It takes place in a bezdin. That's balmum al yachiyach the ben grusha v'chalutza because they are psula b'bezdin. The zoktav them Rav Shach that if he's blaming good in that lashon over there, you can understand what it means as far what the Rekiva meant to say both there and here. The idea over here is that Rav Shach is poshut. Rekiva meant to bring out, he meant to tie in that if you want to know, well, your basic fundamental question over here is, you didn't get the idea that you were Tomei when you did the Avoida. You didn't know that until a few days later. You found out later on, after you did the Avoida already, that you were Tomei B'Shach the Avoida. The question is, do I say that idea, although it's I didn't find out about it till later, L'maisa is just a Gilin Milsa Ba'alma, it's just a Gloy Milsa Mafreya. Now I know that I was Tomei all along. It's just a Gilin Milsa. So if this is just a Gilin Milsa, why in the world should it be kosher altogether? Granted, you didn't know that you were Tomei, it's true you didn't know. Umber, L'maisa, you were Tomei, and now that you found that, it's a Gilin Milsa Mafreya. Or should I say that there's some kind of a special din yediya in Hilchas Tuma who does avoida, and the din psul the Tuma is totally in the yediya, and maybe you didn't have a yediya yet, so it's chal mikana lahaba not mafreya. Which lamais a dancer of Tarfin Shita Zotir of Shach. If Tarfin learned up that by Tuma we learn he makes a drosha from chol to Tuma, that just like chol the passes is totally in the yediya, and it's only chal mikana lahaba. So likewise over here by Tuma also we learn out that the pass of Tuma is dependent on knowing that you're Tuma. If you don't know, there's no chalois din psul. It's only when you find that you're Tomei, and when you do find that it's Chal from then on, invite me. I ain't an inviter, and it's not going to be Chal, I'm afraid. That was a Ptaf and Shita. If then Rebbe Kiva comes to slog that up, and he says that you're making a mistake, Zokter. Echal says Rebbe Kiva that Avada is Bor, that a Tomei is comparable to Bamum. Both of these things are a question of a Yediyah Ba'alma. There's no Chalois that's Chal B'Shas when you find out. And it happens to be that you have you're a state of Tomei, or you have a Mum, and Avada, avada is puzzle. When you find out later, there's no Chalois that's Chal then, it's just a Gilim Muslim. Afraid that you were Tamei or you were Balmum, and the fact that is totally possible, the Kiva says. So, after I, we do find the Ben Grusha Machalutza that it's a Chalois that's Chal later on, you find that, and that's Mikana Lahabo. So, that the Loshna Tesefta is no Al Yoichiach Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, Shepsulam Bebenzin. What the Kiva is saying is that there you need an Eidos or a Kakat to Eidim in front of Bezin, like the Gemara says of Yepsulam Beshnaim, you need an Eidos or a Katarin in front of Bezin, and when Bezin Paskins to the Xerza Kosov of Chalal tells me that Bezin is Kivea the Chalois Paskins from then on and in. Bezin is making you puzzle from now on and in. So that's not Chalam Afreya because it's a koyach of Bezin to create. Even though the Maisa, it's a very big chiddush to say that, L'chayah. Without the psukim coming up later, we would have said that he was born from an Isser Kona and he's intrinsically also. But what you do see in the psukim later on is that this is actually a koyach halois din. When you find out about it, Bezin paskins your tummy and the psak generates the halois. It's like the Demer of Shach. That's what Bekiva meant to say. Al Yechich, the case of Psula Bebezin, Ben Grusha Machalutza, because these other cases are just the Gilal Oslam. Afraid he was Tomei and he did Avoida and Avada it's Pasol and the Lomdesha Paslos of Chalois of Cholol which Bezdin to the Oif Pluba Bezdin, that's not comparable to a case like a Tomei. To explain Rabbi Akiva's second Taina that the Ben Grusha Machalutza is different because he's Psula Me'acherim and it's a whole different story, you're killing out of there as opposed to a Bambum and a Tomei that are Psula Me'atzmon. So there to explain that Loshin that the Ben Grusha Machalutza the Chol is Psula Me'acherim and somehow different, there Shach innovates a very, very big Chiddush. The Shach Tain is the following. He says that on the standard of Akiva, we need to understand Rabbi Akiva had a special deher, a special havana in the yisoid hapasas of cholo, and the yisoid of the kashrus of why a cholo is kosher, the void is kosher after the fact if he did it when there was no yediyah. The zakter of shach, Rabbi Akiva understood that the cholo, the psul of cholo is not the pshat that it's a psul. That the cholo is not a choloistim psul. A cholo is a mafkia of the shem kohuna. The person is lacking the shem kohuna. Tomei is a psul. A kohen is a tomei is a psul. A kohen is a bamum is psul. A kohen is a chol is not a choloistim psul. It's not an active psul. It's just mafkia the shem kohuna and you're lacking. You're not a kohen. Zokter if takis mafkia the shem kohuna. So what's the pshat in the rain that if the person really was a chol, he was a chol. It's just that it wasn't known b'shas that he was avoid that he was a chol. So after the fact we say his avoid is kosher. If the maisi you're lacking in the psul in the shem kohen, you're lacking the shem kohen. So how is that going to be kosher? So Shach says a remarkable thing. He says the pshat is not that we say that you have a shtickle shem kohuna and enough for shem kohen, even though you're chol, you have enough shem kohen that by the evidence if we didn't know your void is kosher. Names out of Shach, that means he doesn't have a shem kohen on him. So why is it that after the fact, if we didn't know the avoid of the chol is kosher, the pshat is that the etzim fact that the chol came from a mishpachois kahuna, that he came from a father who's a kohen, like the Lashon Gemara, voice of loyal Zari Achrov, it's that the kohuna will be loyal Zari Achrov. It's not of Shach, the pshat is that even though there's no etzim shem kohen on the cholol, but the fact that he comes from a mishpach of kohenim, that he's a zera of mishpachas kohenim, the Zari Achrov, a zera of mishpachas kohenim, so chosh that he himself doesn't have a shem kohen, but the halacha is that after the fact, when Machshir is somebody who did avoida and he had a shem of a zera of a mishpachas kohenim. That's the hesber in the kashrus according to Bekiva of a chol who did avoida. Zoktav Shach, that's what Rabbi Kiva meant to bring out over here in this Gemara. Vibal that a balmum and vibal that a tome, opsulum me'atzmon, these are etzem shem psul. Sameila, since it's an etzem shem psul, it won't even help that you're a zera from mishpachas kohenim because you have a koyach a poisel that passes your avoida. You're a shem tome on you, you have a shem of a balmum on you. And those are koyach ha-poisel that they pass. It won't even help you have a shem of zera mishpachas kohuna. Ma'ashen can a chol, which is not an etzem koyach ha-poisel. It's only the pshat that he's lacking in the shem koyin. So that's cool. That's the more means to bank that a psula me'achirim. In other words, it's not an etzem shem pasos. It just happens to be that v'malt, that you were born from a bia, which is an issa kohuna. So maybe that you're lacking is a negative thing. You're lacking in the shem koyin. Now, that's not a positive koyach ha-poisel. You're lacking the shem koyin. So for that it comes through. For that way it helps to say, that you're a zero of Mishpachas Kohenim, and that's going to be Machshir Avoida, even though you're lacking the Shem Kohen. But according to that, it's only a din by a cholol, and it cannot possibly be zugestellt to the case of Tomei Shavuot, and that's what Bekiva is bringing out. A cholol is a unique kashrus, like we spoke about, and that kashrus is not applicable and cannot be zugestellt to the case of the Kohen Tomei. Finally, we'll say over some of the pilpul in Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others, then again to the last din of the Gemara of Vov the Sholem Katiyahu, which is actually a big discussion. The Gemara says that there's a special remarkable thing, it's a special din in the Masoyer like that, that in Parshas Pinchas, when it says, and he knows only as Brisi Sholem, so that's talking about the Kohen over there, so the word Sholem has a Vov Katiyah, that's what the Gemara says, a Koto of Vov, a Vov Katua. Therefore we dash in the Vov, as if there's no Vov, Sholem. So Kishu Sholem v'loy Kishu Chaser, and that's the Alfus of, and there we learn out, so the Gemara, that Abba Mum Sha'am, because it's Brisi Shalom, only if he's Shalom and not if he's Choser. Bekiva Eiger says in the Tshuva a couple of things. There's also Bekiva Eiger that Be'emes it's Mavur, he brings that this from one of the Achorin in the Bote Kahuna, that the reason why I needed a Drasha for this is because if not for the Drasha, I was going to learn out from the Din of Cholol, just like a Cholol has avoided Kosher B'di'evet, so likewise also a Bamom has avoided Kosher B'di'evet. That's why I needed a special Drasha to tell me Shalom, Kishu Shalom, V'loi Kishu Choser. As on that, Bekiva Eiger brings down from the Sefer Botei Kohuna that Be'emes is toloi in the Alfusas in the Drashos that yield the din that a chol is going to be kosher b'di'evet. But if I learn from the din of a hoitoloi lazari achrov, like we spoke about before, so then Taka does make a lot of sense that the halavim was going to be that just like a chol is called zari achrov, and even if he's there, a apostle is still kosher b'di'evet. So too the Balmon likewise is called also zari achrov, and the Mele Hizov it should be kosher as well. So I need a special drasha of kishu sholem v'loi kishu chose. If I go with the other drasha of the Gemara, that the Gemara is going that Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Afilu Chalolon Shaboy, even Chulon Shaboy. So that's a localized drasha, which may Ikoroi was only Gezokt on a Cholo, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So Meila doesn't generate any Havim in it whatsoever that I should even think that the Balmum should be kosher as well. And therefore, I'm not going to need, according to that side of the Gemara, I'm not going to need the drasha of Kishu Shalom Veloi Kishu Choser. The Kveges says that that is very stark maduik, the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi says, V'amum ze'avodasa psulim in Allah, and how do you know his avodah is possible? Rashi says, Zokt Rashi, because I don't say that loy machshirin on lay, may haikra the hoysa loy lozari achro, that my havana was going to be to machshir al hoysa loy lozari achro, because that drosha is the only one that yields the havamina, and is machayev the drosha of kashusham v'le kashuchosir. If I go with the other drosha, boy Hashem chayloy, the other drosha in the Gemara, that doesn't yield any havamina, you have no need for a drosha to say kashusham v'le kashuchosir, because the din of cholol is avoided, kashuchosir b'di'evit. There's no reason based on that to think that a bamum as avoided would likewise be kashuchosir b'di'evit. So Rekiv Eger brings down, he says, that that's actually a very big nafkamina l'halocha. Because he brings in a tshuva from the Beis Yosef that says that when it gets to where the mole choser, in other words, extra forms or not extra forms or yuds, leaving the yuds out, whether they pass a sefer Torah or not, whether mole choser pass a sefer Torah, that depends on whether we have a significance and a need, a drosha level need for this vav or this yud. And if it's mamash a drosha level need for it, then it's mamash imperative and integral and with ma'akiv, the kashas of the sefer Torah. That's what the Beis Tshuva Beis Yosef says. Mashenkein, if there's no drosha from it, so it's not mamash integral, so then Allah is that Molei Choser is not Ma'akad HaSefer Torah. So then, Zot Rekiv Eger, what's the thing going to be if a person, instead of writing the Vav, the Shol, Vav of the Sholem Katua, in a Katua dick way, he's just writing it as a regular Vav? Is the Sefer going to be Kosher B'dievet or not? So Zot, that depends on the Lashonis of the Gemara. If I hold that the Drosha is from Voiceloyal Zari Achav to Machshir Cholol, then I need the Drosha of Sholem, because you're Sholem V'loik Shu Choser, I need the Vav Katua for a Drosha to tell me that a Bamum is possible. So then the Sefer Torah will be possible, even B'dievet, if a person writes the Vav without the chapter of Vav. He writes a regular Vav, because it's not Mafkamin in Droshes. Mashing, and if I hurl like the other man, the Omar, that's Baruch Hashem Cheloi, which Rekiv Eger says that the Rambam paskins la halacha, he brings down Ladina, that Drosh of Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So even Cholin Shaboy are going to be kosher after the fact. That's only the Cholin Shaboy. I don't have any Havamina based on that to say the Mumum Shavit is Avidosai Ksheira. I don't need the Drosh of BC Sholem, because Sholem Veloi Kashu Choser. So according to that, the Vav Katua doesn't have enough. And then it's going to come out that if I leave out the special Vav Katua, I just make a regular Vav, it's not going to make the kashrus of the Sefer Torah. That's what Rekiv Eger's purple. Based on all this, Rekiv Eger is masik over there in the tshuva, that a person should be very stark makbid not to write the Vav Katua of the word Shalom in Parshas Pinchas in the manner that's described in the Sefer Torah. The Torah says Shelzevek 2 points about how to make this Vav Katua. First of all, he touches Vav Katua to mean that there's a crack in the Vav so that the ink doesn't go straight, but rather there's a crack, a split in the ink. That part of it is Mavun, the Ritzvah over here as well. Ritzvah says that Vav Katua means that it is a cracked Vav with a space. Not like a Bina Bechai and Chumish, Zatu Rekiv Eger, who learns differently. A Bina Bechai learns Vav Katua means a small Vav, like a Vav Zaira. But rather, the Ritzvah does support the Eret Torah, that the Pshat is that it's a cracked Vav. But the other thing is that the Eret Torah says that where do you put the crack? Is you put the crack right near the top, so that the, actually above the crack it looks like a Yud, and below it looks like a straight line. That's where you put the crack. It's of them, that's what the Eret Torah says. So as Rekiv Eger says that V-belt, that there's a big machloikis. And he says, first of all, the Bein HaBachai didn't hold that way, because the Bein HaBachai held that the Vav is a Vav Zaira, it's just a small Vav, and it looks mamash like a Vav. And he's going to hold, in other words, that if you make it like the Eret Torah, you made a Yud, not a Vav, because it's a crack, it doesn't go straight down. So maybe you made a Yud. So rather you should not do like the Eret Torah, because according to the opinion of the Bein HaBachai, you're not Yotze. And so there are filled with Vav who does see the Vav as a crack. How do you know where the crack is? Maybe the crack is long enough away down the ladder that at above the crack you can have the appearance of a Vav. Not like the Eret Torah that says the crack is right near the top so it looks like a Yud above the crack. So me the VV bow that the Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar is lehedi against the Eret Torah and the Dvon doesn't necessarily support him. I've had a person not to like the Eret Torah. So to give anger, Be'emes is the Me'ikra Din, he says, a person could just make a Vav Zeiru like a Rebbe Nebuchadnezzar. Just make a small Vav and finish this. It look like a Vav and Zeo. And but the only thing is, he says that Me'yoy's Toiv, he says that the best way, when I had my sefer Torah written for me, so I told the sefer to make a vav, and at the very bottom, right underneath the vav, it's almost like a vav, a small vav, and underneath it, you make it put a drop of ink, so you have a crack, but the crack is at the very bottom and not at the top, which is kind of the way that our sefer Torah is generally written today, is like Rekiv Eger's method, that the crack at the bottom and not like the top. Rekiv Eger says that you could make a be'etzem mikra, then you can make a regular vav and be samechen and b'nebechai, and be fine, so that because akoponim is zicha does not pass all the sefer Torah, because since we hold the halacha that the vav Katia doesn't yield any drasha, so therefore I can have the choice based Yosef that a molly choser issue to leave out a vav or extra vav, that kind of molly choser is not is
not ma'akiv if there's no drasha from the letter, and there's no drasha lahalacha from this letter, and in meila mi'ikra din, you could just call it a ben v'chai, just make a regular vav, and even if it should have a crack, if vav katua means a crack, hakapon is not going to ma'akiv the kashrus of the sefer Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Havshach and the Aviezer writes that he's mafli on this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That's his lashon, astounded, whatever wonder is about this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he's mafli on the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger is telling to a shaila of the Tshuvas Beis Yosef, and he gets to Molei Choser, whereas over here, it's not a question of Molei Choser. Molei Choser is having extra vavs or missing vavs, extra yuds, missing yuds. Over here, the shaila is a shaila of Kri and Kriv, the Rav Shach Tainis. Because according to the Eretz Torah, what you have there, which is basically it's a letter yud with a line, with a crack, and with a line underneath that. So basically, according to the Eretz Torah, although it's red, the Kri is Sholem, the Kriv is actually Sholem, because the Mamash have a yud over there. It's because there's a space under the yud, within the line of that space. So there's a Kri and Kriv, according to the opinion of the Eretz Torah. And our Shach to Zoif, that he says over there, that Kri and Kriv is Ma'akiv, even by the Yevid, the person would write in the manner of the Kri, instead of writing the manner of the Kriv, it's Ma'akiv by the Yevid. And therefore, the Shach Tain is that if you go, the Eretz Torah is right, if the Eretz Torah would be correct, it's not true that writing a complete Vav, like the manner of Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, will be kosher but the Yevid, not be kosher but the Yevid, because you are over on the Kri and Kriv. Instead of writing according to Eretz Torah, the Kriv way is to write it like a Yud with a space under, and instead you wrote like a Vav. That's Kri and Kriv, Zakta Shach, and therefore would pass a safer if the Eretz Torah is right, and you didn't write him like him, Keneged, what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. That he's mafli on the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I just want to comment this one point, that it seems to me that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is actually moving Pshitas Ma'oid, and Fakarit, it's actually very, very difficult to makabel altogether the perspective of Rav Shach on this. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mamish poshit. And the Pshat is l'chayr duchsach like this, that Rav Shach understood that according to the Eretz Torah, so basically, since the crack is right under the Yud part of the Vav, so basically the Ksiv is a Yud. And therefore, if you're over on that and you write a Vav instead, so you're over on the Dinkri and Ksiv. But the Emes says that that's a shtickle to Mordek understanding, to understand like Rav Shach understands, that according to Eretz Torah, the Ksiv is a Yud. The Emes says it's a little bit mispalay on that. What do you mean the Ksiv is a Yud? So what's the doing that? What's that line underneath that you're doing? I mean, it's basically a Vav with a crack in it. Rav Shach understood that the Vav is cracked, but V-Belt, that the only possible above the crack, looks like a yud, so the ksiv is a yud. Dochsuch that the Havon Rabbi Akiva Eiger had, which is really very much the pashtus, is that according to the Eretz, the pshat is not that the ksiv is a yud. The pshat is it's a cracked vav. Gevedlich, a cracked vav is not kosher, and you look upon the part, only the spare part that's above the crack, and v'chol, that's true, normally that's the din. But over here, there's a gevissa din, the Messiah was gegeben to write a cracked vav, and maybe it has a shem vav on it with a crack in the vav. Then that's, it's not a yud, it's a cracked vav. So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger was saying, if it was boin and good, you can understand Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying. What he's saying is that since the truth is based, it says that Molei Choser is not Ma'akev if it doesn't have any Nafkamin in Din. So over here, this is the case of Molei Choser. Why? Because you left out the special type of Vav you were supposed to write in there, the cracked Vav. You left out the special Vav and you inserted a Vav that doesn't belong there, which is the uncracked Vav, the complete Vav. So you left out the special Vav and inserted the not regular, the Vav that doesn't belong over there. That's Molei Choser. You took out the special cracked Vav that was supposed to be there. You inserted, you were Mali, you put in a vav that doesn't belong. But upon him, vibat the Molei Choser is not ma'akev in the Sefer Torah. So therefore, and it's not the nefkamin in din. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying, that that's not going to ma'akev in the kasha of the Sefer Torah. That really is very, very much the pashtus. And not like Rav Shach. The Rav Shach's yisoid is miyusad on the understanding that according to Eretz Torah, you're writing a yud and the ksiv is a yud, which is really a very, very hard thing to follow. Pashtus Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. It's not a yud. It's a cracked vav, and the chiddus that was gezocht was that a vav with a crack in it over here. In this case, it's called a vav, even though gevedlich, the vav and the crack would not usually be called a vav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.